Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, the Philippine government ordered the news site Rappler to shut down. While the order accuses the site of having a foreign owner, something that Rappler disputes, the news site was critical of the country's government for years. Rappler's CEO and founder Maria Ressa was one of the winners of the 2021 Nobel Peace Prize, with the committee noting her work to safeguard freedom of expression. Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke to Maria Ressa in May about reporting the news during the term of former President Rodrigo Duterte and under newly elected President Ferdinand Marcos Jr.
In 2016, the election of Rodrigo Duterte was the beginning of the dominoes. That was the first of the dominoes to fall. It was followed shortly, like a month later, by Brexit. Then you had the elections all around the world, Catalonia, Donald Trump in November, Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil. So that was kind of the beginning of the rise of these autocratic populists. And then now, with Marcos back, I think we fell off the cliff. And the question is, how can you have elections if you don't have integrity of facts? That's the first question. And then the second question is the technology that is delivering the news to us. Facebook is the world's largest delivery platform for news. They put their thumb on the scale. We know that lies laced with anger and hate spreads faster and further than facts, which are really boring, no matter how wonderful your voice sounds. You know, it's like, and so if you don't have facts, you can't have truth. If you don't have truth, you don't have trust. Without those, you don't have a shared reality where we can begin to think and solve problems together. You don't have democracy.
Exactly. So is the Philippines still a democracy?
I think TBD. President-elect Marcos held a press conference, and I'm going to put that in quotes. If you look at the Rappler headlines, he invited only three, and I hesitate to say news groups, but one owned by a man, the pastor of Duterte, who is wanted by the FBI for sex trafficking. The second one is also a religious network, and the third is the most legitimate of those. So the rest of the news organizations just watched. No questions were asked about human rights violations, about the estimated $10 billion in 1980 dollars that the Marcos family were accused of stealing. Will this administration continue to run after that? Because only about $4 billion has been returned. I mean, there's so many tough questions. So TBD, let's see what happens. But, you know, while I hope for the best, we also have to be ready for the worst.
Just briefly, do you have a threshold in your own, I don't know, like that you would reach where you say, you know what, it's time to shut down the Rappler?
When we can no longer be independent journalists. Look, to a small degree, American journalists have had to deal with this by, like, when President Trump lied. Do you call it a lie or not? Call it a lie. Yeah. You call a spade a spade. So, yes, I hope we don't get there, but please help us. Help yourselves. Help us. Where America goes, the world goes.
Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Ressa speaking with Peter O'Dowd about defending press freedom. The Philippine government ordered her news site Rappler to shut down this week. Rappler is fighting the order.